Today's Shir Masechta, Gittin, Daf, Pei, Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach on Daf, Pei, Be'ez, Amid Be'ez, five lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara, Baya, Baya, Amala. If a husband said to a wife, Harayet Meteres L'chol Adam, you can marry anyone, Chutz Meruvim V'Shimon, except for Ruvim V'Shimon. V'chazva Amar, and after having made that declaration, he said, Ruvim V'Shimon. He said Reuven and Shimon. So the question is, what is going to be the halacha under those circumstances? Mahu. And the Gemara explains all of the possibilities. Mi aminin, do we say, Ma da'asa shara, what she originally said, that Reuven and Shimon should be allowed, she should be allowed to marry Reuven and Shimon, he's retreating on. And now, she is saying that you'll be allowed to marry Reuven and Shimon as well. A Dilma, or maybe what she meant to say, Maida Osa Shara, what was originally Osir, he means to make now Mutter. Maida Shara, what was originally Osir, Mutter Osir. And what he meant to say was that originally he said you could marry anyone besides Reuven and Shimon. And now what he meant to say was, you could only marry Reuven and Shimon. So according to Rabbi Elazar, even if he did that, Rabbi Elazar and our Mishnah, we're going to continue learning the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The get is a good get, because Rabbi Elazar is not concerned if the get was done that way. But according to Rabbanon, if the get excludes someone, the halach is that it wouldn't be a good get. So now the question is how to understand his statement. And says the Gemara, Im Tim Tzolaymer, and if you'll suggest to say, Im Tim Tzolaymer, if you'll guess to say, the Maida Asa Shari, that what he meant to say was that what I had said in the beginning, that you can't marry certain men, what he meant now to say was that even those men you may marry, what did he mean to say? What would be the halacha if he said L'Ruvain? He only said Ruvain, and he did not mention in the second statement Shimon. Do we understand by saying Ruvain what he meant to say was Ruvain V'Adin L'Shimon? That since Ruvain and Shimon are traveling together in his statements, whatever I said regarding Ruvain should be the same thing for Shimon. And now, V'Hai D'Kama L'Ruvain. So if that's the case, why did he only mention Reuven? B'shun the pasuk bei, because when he made his original statement, he said chutz mi Reuven v'Shimon. So therefore, this time he only mentions Reuven, but he means Shimon as well. Oy Dilma, will we say, since he only said Reuven, we could only understand that he means Reuven and Reuven dafka. He only means Reuven and not Shimon. Vim tim tzloimer. Now says the Gemara, if we're going to say that when he said Reuven, he meant Reuven, what's going to be if he said originally Harayat Meteres L'Chol Adam Chutz MeRuven V'Shimon, and then he said Harayat Meteres L'Shimon? How do we interpret what he means? Do we interpret what he meant to say was L'Shimon V'Hu Adin L'Reuven? That he mentioned only Shimon's name in the second declaration, but he meant Reuven as well. V'hai d'kama Shimon. So if that's the case, why did he only mention Shimon's name? V'hai d'kama Shimon m'shim d'solk m'nei, because that was the last name that he used. Since that was the last name that he used, he repeats just the last name, but he meant Reuven as well. Oy Dilma, or what we say, since he only mentioned Shimon's name, he only meant Shimon. A demo was Shimon Dafka. Now, by Ravashi, Rashi continues and he says, if he said that Harayat Meteres L'Shimon, we're going to say that he only meant Shimon and not Reuven. What's going to be if he said when he makes the new declaration Af L'Shimon? What will be the halacha then? Mahu. Does the Af, since he used the word Af, Af means also, do we say that Af certainly a Reuven koi, that he meant Reuven as well? Otherwise, why did he say the word af? A Dilma, maybe when he said the word af, he meant the Alma koi and all the other people in the world, but he still does not allow her to marry Reuven, And according to Rabbanan, it wouldn't be a good get. And the Gemara in all of these questions says, Teiku. And Rosh and other Rishonim say that whenever the Gemara uses the word Teiku in this context, the halacha will be, says the Rosh, that she's a Sofik Mugureshis, as we've often discussed in our Shiurim. But the Rambam says that the Rambam's opinion throughout Shas is that whenever we have an Imtim Tzolaymer, we paskin like the Imtim Tzolaymer. So in the previous cases, the Gemara had an Imtim Tzolaymer. According to the opinion of the Rambam, if we have an Imtim Tzolaymer, that's the way the halacha will be. Therefore, in the other cases, we know what the halacha will be. Only the last case will remain a question. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Al-Acha P'tirasa Sher Abelezer, after Abelezer was Nifter, Nichnasu Arba Zekeinim L'Hashav Al-Dvarav. As we've been learning, Abelezer's opinion is that he's not concerned with a sheer beget. He's not concerned when the get is not all-inclusive. Furthermore, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, there's a lack of clarity that when we speak about the different cases of our sugya, when we speak about the different cases of the sugya, what is meant? What was said? Amnas uchutz. And remembering all of this, we begin the sugya. Tana Rabbanan, la'acha p'tirasa Sher Abelezer, after Abelezer was nifter, nichnasu arba zekeinim l'hashav al-dvarav. Four chacham came to question his opinion. Ve'elahein, who were they? Rav Yosef Aglila, Rav Tarfon, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, for Rav Akiva. None of Rav Tarfon. The first one that I questioned was Rav Tarfon. He said, Harei Shahol Chazu, this woman who got divorced. And when the husband divorced her, as we've been learning, he made a stipulation, I'm divorcing you, but you may not marry this individual. V'nissus l'ochav shalzeh sh'nesser alav. So she didn't marry the person who her husband had very clearly said, you may not marry. She married his brother. And then that brother of the man whom she may not marry died b'loy bonim, died without children. So if the stipulation wasn't in place, she would be a candidate for Yibum b'chalitza from the brother who she may not marry. But because the husband made the stipulation, which Rebbe Lezer is agreeing is acceptable, now she can't fulfill the chi of the raisa of Yibum. Halamarata shein zekrisis. So if that is the case, it must be that this is not considered a valid get. That was Rav Tarfon's argument against Rebbe Lezer. Then Rebbe Yosef Aglila v'ama. Hechem et sinish asu lezeh mutar lezeh. Where in the halacha do we find that a woman can be married, could be allowed to marry one man and not another man? If asur, asu lekol. If she may not get married, she may not marry anyone. Mutter, and if she's mutter, if a mutter, mutter lekol. So according to Belezer, when such a stipulation is made, she can marry everyone besides the husband, besides the man whom the husband has stipulated she may not marry. Reb Yosef Aglili finds that an unacceptable situation. And because he finds that an unacceptable situation, halamarat shein zekrisis, it can't be a valid get. Nana Reb Elazar ben Azariah v'ama. Krisis. The Torah describes a get as a krisis. Says Reb Elazar ben Azariah, what is the definition of a krisis? Dover hakaris beino lebeino. Something that completely separates them. And here, they're not completely separated because she may not marry the next husband. She may not marry certain men. And therefore, he argues, halamarata, that's a proof, shein zekrisis, that's not considered a valid krisis. How will Rebbe Elazar defend himself against Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? So Ritva says, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah gave us a definition of krisis, that the definition of krisis means a total separation. And then he asks a question. Says Rebbe Elazar, who says that I have to agree to that definition of krisis? Nanar Kivama, Harei Shaholcha Zu. This woman who got the get with the stipulation that you may not marry a certain man, so she didn't marry that man, she married someone else. And now the children married from coming from the second marriage. And now the second marriage ends because Nis Armel and Nis Garsha, the second husband, passed away, or he gave her a get. And now, Amda Venissus, Lizesh Nesra Love. Now she marries the man with whom there's a stipulation from the original get that she may not marry. So what happens by him? What happens by her marrying him? What happens is that it disqualifies the original get. Like Nimtza get bottle, that the original get becomes disqualified. But now, and the children, if the get wasn't a get, so she had no right to marry the second husband. And if she'll have children, will be Mazeris. So, Ramzerim. So Rabbi Kiva finds that to be an untenable situation. On a matter, it must be Sheinza Krisis that this can't be valid again. Davar Acher, another point Rabbi Kiva made to Rabbi Lezer, Harez Sheinza Neshalov Koyin. If the man that she was not allowed to marry because of the stipulation of the first husband's, when he gave it a get, was a Koyin, Omeis HaGarish, and now the person who divorced her passed away. So since she was connected to the original husband, as far as this man is concerned, she's only an almana. And she's a grusha. As far as the rest of the world, she's a grusha. Now, the halacha is, a kohen may not marry a grusha, but he may marry a almana. So this woman will now be an almana to this man, not a grusha. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva is saying, I could understand why she can't marry him if she's a kohen, because since to the rest of the world, she is a grusha, I have to consider her a grusha, even though technically she isn't, vis-a-vis this man. So it makes Rabbi Kiva the following kal v'chomer. Ma grusha. As far as the issa grusha to the kohen, which is not as serious as an isser as the issa eishes ish. The isser of a kohen marrying a grusha is an issa lav. The isser of a eishes ish living with someone else is a chiyev misa, chiyev chenek. So ma grusha shikala sura is going to be asur b'shvil tzad gerusha shabba, because as far as the rest of the world, she's a grusha. So eishes ish, she chamura, the isser eishes ish, which is a much more serious isser, as we just pointed out, lo koshkein, that since she's considered an eishes ish vis-a-vis this man, because since vis-a-vis this man, she is still connected to her original husband, and because she's still originally connected to her original husband because of this man, she's going to be considered a eishes ish. So once she has in her some vestige of eishes ish, then she should not be considered megureshes. And that's why Rabbi Kiva argues, halamanata, shein za krisis, that this should not be considered a valid krisis. How can you, Rabbi Lezer, say it is a valid krisis? So which Rabbi Shua, after he heard these four points, amalam Rabbi Shua said to them, ein meshivin asari achal amisa. We don't ask questions after Rabbi Lezer passed away. Says the Gemara, amarava, Rava says, all of the arguments that were made against Rabbi Lezer's opinion, kula isla pircha, and all of them I could question them, I could refute them, levad Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, except for the point that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said, the lesla pircha, his point I can't refute. It says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi, Am Rabbi Yosef Royan is the Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, I agree with Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah's argument against Rabbi Lezer more than I do with any of the other arguments. And now the Gemara goes through the various arguments and why they are or aren't good. Amamar. Rabbi Tarfon's reasoning to question Rabbi Lezer's position was that if this woman who got divorced with the stipulation you may not marry a certain man, that Rabbi Lezer holds as a valid stipulation, and she now went and married the brother of this man whom she may not married. And now this husband, who she legitimately married, died below Bonim. So she's a candidate for Yibam and Chalitza. And because of the stipulation, that cannot be fulfilled. Says the Gemara, Oika, is that word Oika means that it was eliminated. Oika Ihu, Oika, the word Oiker, Ihu Oker. He didn't stop the mitzvah of Yibam. The original Megarish took away the mitzvah of Yibam. Why are we saying that the husband did something wrong? Ella, says the Gemara, what Rabbi Kaffa meant was that Masna, because of the stipulation that he made, Masna l'akadavim in a Torah, something that the Torah stipulated will not be able to be fulfilled. Says the Gemara, mikamalo d'loy sagalo d'loy nitzvah l'ayach v'du gavra. Says the Gemara, why are we saying that the husband, that the original husband, when he made this stipulation, made a stipulation that causes the violation? He didn't tell her to marry this man's brother. Says the Gemara, Goyrim? Says the Gemara, furthermore, even that can't be considered that he caused it. El ma'ata, the halacha ought to be that bas acha achiv lo yisa, a person should never be allowed to marry his brother's daughter. El ma'ata, bas achiv lo yisa, a person should never be able to marry his brother's daughter, shemi yomus, beloy bonim, maybe he'll die without children. She will fall to her father to Yibam, because he's the brother of her husband. She will fall to her father to Yibam. And we know that the first Mishnah and Masechta Yevamos teaches us that if a woman falls to someone who's an erva to her for Yibam, not only is she not a candidate for Yibam, but even her tzara is not a candidate for Yibam. So by marrying your niece, you potentially cause v'nimsa garim l'akadav minatayra. So should that become prohibited? And of course it's not. And of course we actually find in a number of places in Shas that they felt that it was a mitzvah to marry a relative, because the Torah says mipsorcha al tasalim, you should marry a relative. So we see that that's not something that the Torah is concerned about. But now the Gemara drills down further. As I said, and as we learned in our previous year, there's a question: what is the case where Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan are disagreeing? We said it could be in a case of chutz, that he said that the husband, when he divorced her, said, "Hare at muteres l'chol adam chutz l'plani," and Rabbi Elazar holds that it's a good get, or in a case of almanas. So now the Gemara drills down. Umamai ilema. If we're going to say Rabbi Elazar said his opinion when the word chutz was used, that again, the original husband said, Hare atmatar sklod mechutz meploini, and Rabbi Elazar holds that this is a good get. So, in the case where she married the brother of this man, Mishri Shari Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar would hold that in this case, when the second husband dies, then the stipulations of the first husband all fall away. The Tanya, Moed Rabbi Elazar Megaris is Ishta, that somebody divorces his wife, and Rabbi Elazar is holding it's a good get, and then, so she married someone else, she didn't violate the Tanai, and then, that original stipulations falls away. And the way I saw Rabbi Shimon Shkop explains the Gemara. Rav Shimon Shkop explains the Gemara that what does a Kedushin accomplish? That you're married to me to the exclusion of everyone else. That's what the Kedushin after the get of the first husband accomplished. So since that is the accomplishment of the second Kedushin, it causes that Tanai should fall away. And therefore, that original Tanai falls away, and there is no concern. Ella, because of this question, it must be, says the Gemara, the Reb Tarfon holds that what is the case of the Machloikis of Reb Elazar and the Chachamim, in the case of Almanas. And according to Reb Elazar, when Almanas was made, that is a much stronger stipulation. Because what Almanas says is that the first get will not be a good get if you violate the stipulation. So that first get, which makes isn't she an Eishes Ish, is always hanging there. And if that first Tanai is there forever, then the halacha will be that she can, then the halacha will be that she certainly can marry the for that she can marry the for the not marry this man. And that's where Rav Tarfon made his point. But that's where the Gemara says, anyway, Rav Tarfon's point is not really that strong. So says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Glili v'Amar. Rav Yosef Glili's problem with Rav Elazar was, Heich metzinu osu lezeh umotu lezeh. The stipulation was that you can marry anyone besides this man. And where do we find a precedent that you could marry one man and not marry another man? Rav Yosef Glili says, Ha'osur, if she can't marry somebody, osu lekol, v'amutu mutu lekol. Ask the Gemara, V'loi, is there no precedent? Trum v'kotchim, eating truma, eating kotchim. Shashur lezeh, umetaris lezeh. A kohen may eat truma, a kohen may eat certain parts of kotchim, and a Yisrael may not. Answers the Gemara, that's not a question. Because we're not speaking about eating here. We're speaking about marriage. Says the Gemara, Ishish Kamrinin. Arayis asked the Gemara, but what about all the Arayis that are Ishish Kamrinin, that are to people that were related, there's an Isser, and other people not? Says the Gemara, Ishish. Says the Gemara, Ishish is mutter to every to a husband and also to everyone. And says the Gemara, Hainu Pirchu. Says the Gemara, again, taking what Rabbi Yosef Glili said, even though what he said was refuted, the Gemara drills down a step further. And the Gemara says, but my, what was the case how Rabbi Yosef Glili understands where Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham disagree? Ilem b'almanas, that the husband said, almanas shloi tenasi l'ploini, harei hutter etz l'beznus. He holds that it's not that she can't have relations with him, she can't marry him, but she can have relations with him. So why are you saying that where do we find a woman that's also to some and not also to others? Ella says the Gemara b'chutz. We're talking about b'chutz, and if he said chutz, he meant that she can't have relations with him at all, because as far as he's concerned, the man that he stipulated about, she's still a married woman, and therefore she can't live with him even without marriage. We learned the Nenner of Kifav Omar. She got married to someone, and they had children, not the man that she wasn't supposed to marry, she married someone else, and they had children, and that marriage ends because he died or divorces her, and now, after that, she goes and marries the person whom she was not supposed to marry based on the original stipulation. So what will happen when she marries him? Lenimtza get bottle, that the original get will become void, and she would never had a right to marry a second husband, and the children of that second husband, benem mzuri. Says the Gemara, if that is a legitimate concern, says the Gemara to Rabbi Kiva, ehachi, bekul tanoi da amaloi tinsiv. We should always be concerned about a stipulation, because we always have to be concerned, dimaloi mekayim leila tanai. We always have to be concerned that the stipulation will not be fulfilled, v'nimtza get bottle, and that will cause that the get should be nullified, obenaya bemzirim, says the Gemara, haina percha. That is a legitimate question. So, from the Gemara's question, it seems that a woman can always, if there was a stipulation attached to a get, even though the stipulation was not fulfilled, the halacha is that the woman could get remarried. But many Rishonim ask on this. So they make the following point. If it's a condition that's in her control, so there the halacha is that she cannot, the Hanapirchas or Mr. Kiv is refuted. If it's a night that she can control, then the halach is we don't have to worry. Because since she knows that it's a Tanai, that she can, what the repercussions. Another point they want to make is there's a difference between a Tanai that requires her to do something versus a Tanai that requires her not to do something. When there's a Tanai that requires her to do something, there's a legitimate concern that maybe she won't do it, according to the Gemara's Havamina. But when there's a Tanai that tells her not to do something, that's a Tanai that you don't have to be concerned. And that's why the Gemara is saying, why are you, Rabbi Akiva, concerned? And again, the Gemara goes further. Vemai, how will Rabbi Akiva understand the case of the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Chacham? Ilema b'chutz, Mishra Shari Rabbi Elazar, in the case that he said, you can marry anyone besides that, says the Gemara, would Rabbi Elazar allow her to marry this man? Mishra Shari Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar will allow her to marry this man, because as we learned before, the Tanya Maidai Rabbi Elazar, Mimagaris is Ishta, Vamalayat Mikdash, Kalad Machutz Mepleini, Vahalch Venis Lechem and Ashok, Venis Amun is Gash, and that marriage ends, Mataris Lazesh Nasr Love, because the second Kedushin supersedes the get, as Rabbi Shimon Shkop explains. It must be that the way Rabbi Kiva is going to learn the Machlaikas Rabbi Elazar and the Chum was Almanas. And when Almanas was said that this is a stipulation attached to the get, and if the stipulation is violated, she will never be allowed to marry that man. And since the stipulation was violated, she can never marry that man. That's why Rabbi Kiva had his question. But the Gemara refuted Rabbi Kiva, because if you're going to take your Rabbi Kiva's approach, then we'll never have a Tanai. And we've learned so many times, and we'll still learn a Mitzvah many times, that Tanayim, conditions, stipulations, are very much part of the get process. Dava Acher, says the Gemara, Kiva made a different argument. If the man whom the husband in the first in the get stipulated she may not marry was a Kayin, and now Mesa Megarish, and this man now dies, so as far as this man is concerned, she's an Almona. For the rest of the world, she's a Grusha. But since she's a Grusha for the rest of the world, as we said earlier in the Shir, since she's a Grusha for the rest of the world, she's enough of a grusha that she could not marry this man. So says the Gemara, which says Rabbi Kiva will make the Kavachoymer. And the Gemara says that's untenable, and we must consider her a grusha even towards this Kayin, who she maybe technically is not. So says Rabbi Kiva, Kavachoymer. Oma grusha shikala. Grusha, which is a less serious iser. Grusha l'Kayin. Asur Misham Tsa Gerishin Shabbat, since she has some element of being a Megureshis, she may not marry him. So, Eshes Ish Chamura, so she still has an element of being an Eshes Ish, as because as far as this man is concerned, whom the husband stipulated she may not marry, she's an Eshes Ish, so she should not be allowed to marry anyone like Hoshkein. That was Rabbi Kiva's argument against Rabbi Elazar. So now the Gemara again repeats, Ubamai, Ilayim Ubamanas. If we're going to say that the case that they're arguing is in the case of Almanas, Hare Grusha Etzla Binas, he husband only said that she may not marry him, but she didn't say that he can't have relations with him. So the Gerushin accomplished, the divorce accomplished him that much that she could have relations with him, albeit not marry him. So that is no Kal V'Chomer. We can't say that she's still considered a Megureshis. And since she's considered Megureshis, she can never have relations with him. Because we just came up with a circumstance how she could have relations with him. What are those circumstances? If she doesn't have in the context of being married, it must be that they're arguing with Chutz. And if they're arguing in a case of Chutz, that she can't have relations with him, whether in the context of marriage and even in the context of just having relations. But says the Gemara, we look at Rabbi Kiva and we look at Rabbi Kiva's statements in our shir, and we have a question. Rabbi Kiva, ibechutz svirulei, if he holds that the case that they're arguing on is in the case of chutz loisif, he should ask the question according to that understanding. The almanasfirle, and if he holds that Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon are arguing in the case of almanas, lois almanas, he should ask the question according to that, says the Gemara. That's exactly what Rabbi Akiva was trying to do. Rabbi Akiva shmile, the ikadama chutz, there are those that explain that the machloikas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon is a case of chutz. Vikad arma almanas, and there are those that say that the machloikas is in the case of almanas. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva takes both sides of this debate. And lamanda arma chutz, according to the mandamer that holds that they're arguing a case of chutz, so he asked the second, he said the dover acher. Manda amr, that the case that they're arguing over is a case of manas, he said, high perch, he said his first argument. Says the Gemara, going back to the second argument, the statement was made that we have a question on that, we can refute that argument. My percha, inema issa kaunashani, if we're going to say that you can't ask me a question from a kayin, says the Gemara, that's not a good question. The reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that when somebody gave a get and he says chutz, that the woman should not be allowed to marry a certain man, the halacha is Rabbi Eliezer holds it's a good get, because Rabbi Eliezer learned, as we learned previously, from a sekahuna, that by every mugureshes, by every grusha, she can marry some men and not other men. Says the Gemara, Rava, according to Rabbi Yanai, he learned that Rabbi Eliezer did not base his opinion on kahuna. He learned it from the pasuk, as we discussed in our previous year. He learned it from the pasuk v'hoyselish acher, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer did not differentiate that issa kahuna from other isurim, and therefore Rabbi Akiva can therefore. We cannot say that it's a kahuna shani. Amar Rav Yeshua, says the Rav Yeshua, Ein mashivin asariyah chamisa. So after this entire discussion, Rav Yeshua made a comment, we can't ask a question after he passed the bay. Says the Gemara, remember Rav Yeshua says, does that mean Rav Yeshua held like Rav Eliezer? And therefore he said, all of your refutations that you attempted to make of Rav Eliezer's opinion, I don't have to consider. Says the Gemara, even nafi, we're going to find Rabbi Yeshua also questions Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, as we're going to see in a moment. So why is Rabbi Yeshua making statements that you can't ask questions after the person is no longer here? Says the Mahar Kamalhu. Says the Mahar, this is what Rabbi Yeshua meant to say. I too have a question on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. However, I also want to establish whether my question, your question, there's a rule, Ein Mashivin Asariyah Chamisa. So Rav Moshe Zatzal and the Igros Moshe in Ohr Chaim Chelek Dalid Siman Tes says, how we understand this Gemara? He says that what our Gemara is coming to teach us, that even that we have an obligation to learn what we learn from Chazal. And even if we have a question, that doesn't, on what they said, that doesn't refute what they said and doesn't give us the right to look at it that way. Doesn't give us the right to discount what they said because we have a question. That's one point Rav Moshe makes. But Rav Moshe does say that because we have a question and we think it's a good question and we tried to find an answer to the question and we were not successful in being able to find an answer to the question, that means that we have to not follow that opinion, because we can't just blindly follow an opinion that we don't understand. Says the Gemara, or my perch Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara just said the Rabbi Yeshua has a question on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Ask the Gemara, what is Rabbi Yeshua's question on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yeshua, the pasuk that speaks about a man getting divorced, kikach ish isha, and then Tosef v'hoysel ish acher. Says the Gemara, what is the Torah doing with that pasuk? Makish kaidmi havai shnia, that the halacha of the woman before her second marriage has to be similar to her status l'kaidmi havai rishona before her first marriage. and explains Rabbi Yeshua. Ma kaidme havai rishoina, delegit ben neshachrina. She wasn't attached to anyone. And because she wasn't attached to anyone, she can marry anybody. Af kaidme havai shnia, she has to be in a similar status situation that she can marry anyone. Delegida benish achrina. That she can't, she's not attached that with an attachment that she can't marry any certain people. So, of course, the Mashal points out every woman has men that she can't marry. So what are we saying? That before she got married to the first husband, she can marry anyone. So Mashal says, of course, there are men that a woman can't marry, relatives, etc. But the reason she can't marry those men is not because, it's because they're related to her with a type of a relation that the Torah says prevents you to marry that man. But it doesn't stem from an Isser Eishes Ish. What the Gemara means to say here is that before the first marriage, there was no Eishes Ish issue involved. And now, and therefore the Gemara is suggesting, that has to be the case before the second marriage as well. There can't be Eishes Ish encumberment. Gufa, says the Gemara, we've discussed in our shiur today, Moider Belezer, the Megaris Ishtoi, somebody divorces his wife, Vamalei Aret Betaris L'chalodim Chutz Mitploini, V'holcha V'nissus Lechem and Ashuk, she goes and marries somebody from the street, V'niss Armeloi and Nisgarsha, Shmetaris L'zesh Nesrolov, that she could marry that man. Heshav Shimon Elozah Tshuva, Rav Shimon Elozah disagreed, Tadiv Rav Elozah, Heichem Etzinu, Shezeh Isser V'zeh Mater. How could the first husband have established an Isser and that the marriage of the second husband should remove that? Says the Gemara. Why not? V'loi, is there no such precedent? Yivama, the Baal Isser, the husband disallows her to marry anyone because he married her. V'yavam Mater. And that is removed by the Yavam doing Chalitza. Says the Gemara, it's not the same person who makes the Isser. That's not the same. Hasam Yavam hu ka'asala. The Isser comes from the Yavam. The Baal, says the Gemara, if he would have done Yibam, Hashar v'kaima, she would be, when there is no Yavam, she can marry anyone when her husband dies. So it's the Yavam who made the Isser, and the Yavam is the one that makes the Heter. So the Sefer Yasvin Daraisa from Rabbi Yosef Engel Zatzal explains, what is the Havamin in the Maskana? The Havamin in the Maskana, what is the reason why a Yavama can't get married to the Shuk, can't get married to anyone until she finishes off with a Yavam? The Havamina says it's the husband that creates that. That the original marriage, if he died without children, continues until she has Yibam Chalitza. Or, and that's what he said, that the husband is the one that makes her Asr. And the Yavam is the one that makes her Mutter. The Maskana was that everything comes from the Yavam. The fact that there's a Yavam that has his obligation is the one that makes her also to the rest of the world. Not her original husband, but it's the Yavam whose position kicks in the moment the husband dies to make her also to the world, and he's the one that makes her mutter. Ask the Gemara, what about Nedarim? Noi the Osir, that the one that makes the Neder makes it Osir, for Chacham, and somebody else makes it mutter through him being matter Nedarim. So, of course, the Mashal asks, how do we connect, we're speaking about Isser Eishes Ish, Ishus here, how do Nedarim kick in? So, Mashal says that the Gemara here feels that there's no reason to differentiate between different types of subject in Halacha. Says the Gemara, V'om Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Chacham Mata Klum El Becharota. Says the Gemara, that's not true. It's not the Chacham that's matter the nether. It's the person who made the nether who's matter the nether. Because the person The Rav asks that person, do you have charata? And when the person says, I regret it, that's when he is matan neder. So it's the person who made the neder who's integral to being matan in neder. But ask the Gemara Farsa Baal, as we learned in Masechta Nedarim, Masechta Nazir, that under many circumstances, the husband has a right to be mefer the neder. And there, isha nederes, v'al mefer. Answers the Gemara. So you see, it's not the same. Answers the Gemara, husband could have Pinchas Mishmei, the Rava, Dara Pinchas Mishmei, the Rava, call on the deris, whoever makes a neder, adas baalehi nederes. So because of that, he was involved in the original neder. So we learned earlier, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah's argument against Rabbi Lezer was the Torah says krisis, that the divorce has to completely sever the relationship between the husband and the wife, and if the stipulation is going to be followed, their relationship has not completely been severed. Nan Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, v'omer krisis, dovah koyos beino lebeino, lamata, anything that doesn't affect a total krisis, then the halacha is enget. And it's interesting, as the Rashba points out, that all the cases that we learned from in our Gemara, the Gemara then, after we had the refutation of Rabbi Lezer, attempted to say, so how did this Tana understand which is the case that Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan argue? Al Manasseh Chutz. Here we don't find this in the Gemara. Because they say, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah's issue with Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't make a difference what if it's al menasa chutz. This is a strong question that if you're going to allow the stipulation to stand, it's not going to be krisis. Rabbanan, all the other tanoim that we learned in our shiur today that disagree with Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah's point of krisis is such a simple, straightforward point. Why didn't they say what he said? Obviously, they have a different interpretation of krisis. Ask the Gemara, "Hi, krisis, my avdalei. What will they do with the word krisis? But boyle, they need it for something else. L'chertanya, as the Brisa teaches us, if somebody said to his wife, "Hareza gitech, am nashal toy tishti yain," this is you get with the condition that you will never drink wine. Am nashal toy teich lebeis avichal oilam, you'll never go to your parents' home. Ain't a krisis because she is forever attached to him. But if he said shloishim yain, hareza krisis. Where would Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah ask the Gemara, learn this halacha? He says, mikaris krisus nafka. The Torah said the word karis. The Torah says krisus, so we can learn both halachas. Vidach and they, karis krisus, they don't agree that we should learn karis krisus. So here we learned that if he stipulated, base aviha, that you can't go to your father's home, the halacha is, she is not, forever you can't go. The question is, what is the definition of Beis Aviyah? The simple way of learning the Gemara, according to the way we're learning the Gemara, is that Beis Aviyah means your father's home. And even when, if your father is not alive, so he obviously no longer owns it, your father sold it, you're still never allowed to be walk into that home. And that's why it'll always be Beis Aviyah. There are others that disagree, and certainly if the father died or didn't, it's not or sold it, it's not considered Beis Aviyah anymore. Amar Rava. So the Gemara says, we just learned, that if somebody says, Reza gitach am nashal hatosh to yayin kol yimei chayay, ain't ze krisis. But if you said, kol yimei chayay ploini, ha reza krisis, it would be a valid krisis. So obviously ask the Gemara, my shnob chayay ploini, why, if he attached it to someone else's life, is it still a good get? The Dilma Mas, Mekayim Le'Tanai, that person will pass away, and then the Tanai, so then she's no longer attached to him. So says the Gemara, so if he attached it to his own life, Chai the Dei Nami, why should we not be concerned, Dilma Mas, Mekayim Le'Tanai, he'll die, and the stipulation will have been fulfilled. Elei Mekoyim Mechayaychi, if the condition was met that your entire life, the life of the woman, is a krisis. Because she can never drink wine as long as she's alive. And after she's dead, there's no questions. This whole subject is obviously not relevant. But if he said, so since she's not necessarily attached to him forever, then her raise a krisis, it will be a good get. Rav Ram Nachman. Rav Rav Nachman asked the following question. If the husband declared, Hayoim I at ishti, today you're not my wife, however, lemocha at ishti, that the get should be a get for one day, mahu, what will be the halach in that circumstance? And the Gemara drills down. To Tabayel Rav Elezer, this question is a question even according to the opinion of Rav Elezer, Tabayel Rabbanim. Tabayel Rav Elezer, at kamli kam Rav Elezer hasam, that if somebody said, you're divorced, chutz from that person, el demanda kashari, because the person whom she may marry based on the get, kashari loyalim, she can marry him forever. The other people not, aval hocha, loy, it's only for one day, and then forever she's asur, oy dilma loy shna. And to boil the rabbanon, akal rabbanon rabbanon hosom, kivin le poskim nevel gamri, there was never a complete separation between the husband and the wife. Aval hocha, in our case, although the separation was only for one day, but that one day, they had a full separation. Aval hocha kivin the poskim, says the Gemara Bas the Baya, after this question was asked, had the poshta, it was answered, mistabra, the bein le Rav Elezer, bein le Rabbanon, the both according to Rav Elezer and Rabbanon, this would be a valid get. The reason being, because the most crucial point we need to look for is that there should be a total krisis, a total separation between the husband and wife, and keeping the Pascha. That happened, even though it only happened for one day. There was a full separation for one day, and therefore, the halacha is, it's a good get.